Blog Talk Radio.
Model or superstar looking to break into the entertainment industry but need the right exposure? Look no further than IPA, Infinity Powerhouse. The source for models, talent, art, and media is searching for the next breakout star to be promoted and featured on all of its media platforms, including Gucci Style, TM and TSN Magazine, and IPH Magazine.
Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my co-founder.
IPH is currently looking for media professionals and clients to help advertise their brand on the number one leading source for talent exposure, IPH. For more info or to subscribe to IPH Digital Publication Magazine, visit them at infinitypowerhouse.com or send an email to infinitypowerhouse@gmail.com. Infinity is spelled I-N-F-I-N-I-T-I, IPH, bringing an innovative mindset to the forefront.
If you are what you say you are,
welcome, 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 everyone. It's Monday morning. And we are here to definitely just have a great, great time. I am super excited always. Monday mornings is a day, a fresh day to start a new week, making things happen. I know that a lot of you had a long weekend. I hope so, because I did. I enjoy every minute of it. This was a weekend that it started off at our radio show on Saturday, and then on Saturday afternoon, we went to an open call for a church who is doing big things. They have this store called The Loft, where they have clothing in it and different things like household goods. Even they said one day they want to see cars there presented, where people who are less fortunate in so many ways that don't have, they can provide those things to them. So they are receiving gifts, they're receiving donations, they're receiving different things to help that actually come to more life in so many ways. So on this morning, of course, our show is all about agencies and photographers, and also actually, you know, when it comes down to scouts and everybody who are part of this type of format, not only for them to collaborate and network, but to be a support, to ask questions to each other, and then the listeners and viewers. I see you in the message board. Thank you all for tuning in also with us. And I see five people that I always see, and okay, adding some more about, okay, we have 10 people now who just want to tap in and listen. So thank you so much. Thank you all for the ones who are returning back every week, sending us questions as well. And the way it works, that as long as when you're in the message board, if you have a question, you can submit just a message, and we can answer it. Are you welcome to call 347-637-3166 and get on live? That's an option definitely for you to have. Well, live your dream. We right now on that 75th show. How about that? Woo! 75 shows have been presented by us, and we are just more than super excited. We're working towards, of course, our 100th show, and we're going to try to fix it on the date that we actually celebrate our anniversary for Top Models and Talent Scouts and for my company in itself. So we're going to try to work it out in that pattern to line up each show. 25 more shows. I think we're going to do way more than 25 more shows. And my engineer now is looking at me like she thinks so before that date, which is on October the 9th. My birthday is on October the 9th. I celebrate Top Models and Talent Scout Network on October the 9th, and also Gucci Style Magazine, because they all were formulated within that timeline. So that makes it so interesting, and I just get to celebrate. And then I was working at AT&T. That was the week that they celebrate Customer Service Week. So guess what? I got to celebrate everything during that time. So I am, like, just moving towards just so many different things, so many different avenues in regards of where my company is headed at. I'm now being asked to show up for an event to be a judge. I'm asked to have my magazine presented as their main magazine, where they can actually, you know, do things with us in regards of utilizing it for just not only for advertising for them, but for to circulate information where their models and whoever that is at their shows can be in our magazine. So that speaks volumes, and I am just excited about that because, you know, it started from me starting my network company, just my network company, and then now it moves into a media team, it's a magazine, it's a radio talk show, and now we're talking about web TV. So it's so many different areas. You never know how God is going to, you know, put things in the way it is and perspective. And I actually just looked at it as it being a network company, a website to provide a platform where people can connect with others who have the same interests and do their thing and you know, go forth. So it has been in so, so many directions. We're constantly getting different requests on Facebook in regards of wanting to friend requests. And it's just really, really cool. I know some of them we have to go through and make sure that they're legit. So if it's time of it where we didn't seem to get to you all, it's not that we don't want to. We just have to make sure that we're going through, because a lot of it is just people, of course, getting on your page to put their own ad space on there. So we do our research before we even allow anybody to come across. But we thank you so much for sending on those requests. So we have another caller calling in. I'm joining the game, and I'm familiar with this number. So we're going to go ahead and add her in. And we want to say good morning.
Yes, good morning, everyone.
Good morning, good morning. We are here, and I believe there's another one that's coming through, too. So before we go any further, I know we have Jennifer Baker's on the line. How you doing, Jennifer?
Yes, I'm doing wonderful. Thank you. And how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you for calling in. And who is it we have here? Do we have Nicole King?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Nicole.
Hello.
I know. I'm like, yes. So, Nicole, we have also Jennifer on the line.
Hi, Nicole. Jennifer. How are you doing?
Hi. Fine. And you?
Yeah, she was asking how you're doing, so I just want to make sure the actually the coverage is fine. We also have about 12 people in the message board. We want to definitely say thank you all for tuning in with that as well. Last week we had some questions that came, and what happened was I gave the number, so I'm gonna give the number one more time because I see some other people joining in as well. So we're kind of hearing a little bit of background noise. If you're not talking, please put your phone on mute if you don't mind. Nicole, is that you? Oh, that's Jennifer. What are y'all? Well, the number is 347.
I'm in my car, so it's – I'm in the car, so I shouldn't have any background noise.
Okay, then. All right. But we just heard a little bit of actually a little noise there. So 347-637-3166. I see some of the same ones coming back, so please feel free to either call, and then if not, then send a message as well. So, Jennifer, what's been going on with you? I know that you have a lot going on with you as well. How you did, just tell us?
Yes, thank you for asking. It's so good to be speaking with everyone this morning. So I hope everybody had a fantastic weekend. And back from San Diego. I'm sorry, San Antonio. Different. I spent a week there. Yeah. So I obviously, you know, as a small business owner, I don't really take vacations. It always ends up being work. But there was a young lady out there starting a model and talent agency. So I got a chance to just kind of help her get things up and running. And they're actually going to be coming back to North Carolina Fashion Week as well.
Awesome. Woo.
So excited about
that. That's awesome. And I know San Antonio, that's way across. That's about an 11 to 12-hour flight.
Yes, it is. Thank God I flew, so I just have to deal with that. But, yeah.
I know. So, Nicole, what's been going on with you?
Nothing much. I'm kind of in chill mode right now. Me and Mr. Eric is working on my website. We're trying to get my website up where it's up, but it's not to where I want it to be. We're trying to get
right.
it where it's the one-stop shop so you can submit your stuff and fill out your application and do everything on the website at one time. And because that's the reason why I haven't really been contacting too many people, because I hate to send the paperwork via email and then I have to turn around and re-ask you to do it again once the website is up. That's kind of why I've been kind of slow returning calls to people, is because of that reason. But still hit me up on my Gmail, and I will get you back and let you know where I am standing at this point. So I tell everybody, just please go ahead and email me, because once the website is up, I will email you back and send you the link to the website so you can go ahead and, you know, fill out all your paperwork and necessary things, documents that are on the website.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Yes, Nicola, actually, I saw, was able to see your one of your logos, and it's nice. I love it.
Yeah, actually, that's one of the four. So I have four. He created four for me. So I'm very excited. They look very nice. So I didn't want to put them all out there at once and just showboat, though.
Well, I understand that, definitely. So I actually been in a mode where we are working towards different type of, like, fashion weeks. And not only that, but shows in New York and Arkansas, and I want to say definitely Atlanta. So I'm just waiting for confirmation to come through from my end. But in the meantime, I'm just overwhelmed with everything that is going on. I just love it when Facebook give us that platform to allow us. But one thing I want to talk this morning about, and I know the listeners probably can actually get with me, I got kind of in a moment with Facebook about Facebook Live. What's going on with them? What's that all about? Are you familiar with Facebook Live, Jennifer and Nicole?
I am familiar with it. However, I don't know anything about it. Every time I ask my kids to show me what to do, they're way too busy. From what I understand, I will be able to actually stream my fashion show live.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
I think they're trying to follow more and behind Periscope, because that's what Periscope is about.
Yeah, but one thing that I love about it is that it's right there on Facebook. So your everybody who's following you on Facebook, it's right then. You don't have to add, like Periscope is more like you have to add it onto your page once
mm-hmm.
you record it. Facebook Live is live. But what it is that I've done my research. I'm one of the great researchers. I've looked up and low, and I finally found a way to do it, but it's called Facebook Mentions. And then you have to actually supply your ID. You have to supply your ID, and you have to do all of this. So you have to have, like, a base of people following you and different things. Like, it's like a celebrity status motors kind of thing. But what it is, I see some of my friends who don't even have a business got it and not even a follower. So I'm like, well, why is it so hard to get when you see some people who got it and don't even have a business in any life? So I was just wondering if y'all knew anything about it, because I actually sent out a comment to Facebook and let them know that it's very hard to get. And according to some understanding, it's harder to get. But enough of that. That was me on this morning. I definitely want to put that out. So I don't see anybody in the message board saying anything about it either. So, I just want to put that out there. And it is a great asset to have, because no matter where you at, Jennifer, you could actually utilize it anywhere. It's a great thing. So hopefully they'll send you something back.
Well, yes.
So,
I'm not very savvy when it comes to the computer, but obviously it's something I'd love to be a part of.
Yeah, it will be awesome. It will be awesome. So I'm in the midst of also talking with two different casting agents also, and I'm just waiting for some more feedback from them. So one thing that Cheryl shared with me was basically one of the things that you and her, Nicole, already talked about, and that's what I want. I want to get them in the mix so they can actually be able to, help us out in a lot of ways to bridge over. So I just wanted to let y'all know that I'm just waiting for some more feedback on that as well. So anything y'all want to talk about that you want to put out there and share, or either want to put out there as questions or your concerns or anything?
Not right now. I'm just kind of been, you know, in one of those modes where I'm stuck, can't do anything until the website comes up. So I really don't have anything at the moment.
Well, I do have a question for you, ladies. Guys, I'm not sure who's on, but I experienced something this week with my business Instagram, and I want to kind of share this with you guys. See if this happened to you. I had this beautiful flyer made, and I put it on Instagram, but every time I put it on Instagram, I look up and it's off again. So I'm not sure if anybody else has experienced that. I mean, the flyer is legal, it's licensed and everything, and I have a right to use it. I mean, I pay for it, but it's strange.
Right.
I put it up and it's off.
Wow.
Try putting it back up there and tagging one of us in it and see will it stay.
Okay,
then.
I'll do that.
Yeah, because I haven't had any issues with it. As a matter of fact, I'm going on there now, Jen. The way it works for me, so will you do yours from your phone, right? Because I know it's a way that they say you could do it from your desktop, too.
Yeah,
do you do it from your phone?
From my phone.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
that's
from your phone. Okay.
I really manage personally.
Okay. Yeah, we actually right now, everything that I put up, but sometimes, you know, Yasmin put some things up too and whatnot, but I don't see anything that has not been up that I put up myself and has been removed. Mm-hmm. But they didn't send a message or anything?
No, they didn't send anything. And my some of the younger models said maybe a hater's taken it down. So I'm like, okay, maybe this means I'm finally being successful at what I do.
Well, they should be able to do that, but you know how you never know because this really sometimes works really weird. Yeah. So this session is only like 15 minutes this time around. But Jennifer, I know with Fashion North Carolina Fashion Week is coming out. Do you have anything you want to say to the viewers and listeners? I do see some people that are from Fayetteville here, so they they can always buy into it as well. So anything you want to say to anyone in reference to that? Okay.
Thank you. Yes, I'd love to invite the models to come and audition. They can do that by emailing directly. And I want to invite the public to come and experience the runway show this year. It's going to be a really good show. We have Bianca Golden from America's Next Top Model. She's going to actually be teaching a workshop as well as hosting the show this year. And we have some really fab designers who are so excited about showcasing what they've made for this preview.
Awesome. And I know, with that being said, did you mention the date, too? Was it May? What day is it again?
Oh,
May the 20th? Yeah. A week, right?
Yeah, thank you. Yes, it's actually going to take place May 15th through the 21st, and we have a lot of really cool activities planned. And then my favorite part is actually the runway show date, and that's on May 21st. So, again, we are looking for models because we have a couple of more designers we still need to fit. And if anybody's listening and they're interested in modeling, kids, women, men, it doesn't really matter. Just look at our website, ncfashionweeklive.com.
Wonderful. So definitely, I see three people gave a thumbs up. And I'm just waiting. I see somebody typing, but they may have a response. But before we close out, I definitely want to say again, Nicole, I know you said that you, in your mode, were getting the website up and running. That's wonderful because that's the way I call it, too. Once you get situated and everything else will fall in place in regards of that.
Yeah.
Having someone to then re-sign up again. So quite do understand that. But I've been sharing a lot with a lot of my models and a lot of the talent. We have a Wednesday morning. Wednesday. Evening conference call every Wednesday. You all are welcome to come on. That's something else I want to present to y'all, too, that each of you can have a segment time where you can talk. I know, Nicole, you've been on the last two as well, where you can speak about your agencies, our management group, and let others know about you so they can contact you directly. And so far we had a great turnout. Last time we had about 25 people that were on actually on the conference call. So it worked out really fine. So, Jennifer, that's something that I just started about 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. and made it to whereas. Go ahead, Jen. I'm sorry.
Well, I was just saying, I'm really excited to hear that. That's just another way to get to some of these this talent exposed here in the city. So that's really good to hear.
Yes. And they love it. And we also create a message area where we, let everybody know the different things that are going on as well. We put out there about the London Magazine. I had people actually sending inquiries about that. The London Magazine, they asked for 10 more models to be sent, so we sent them 10 more models, so I'm excited about that. So hopefully we'll get some more word from them soon when the magazine actually be out, but it's going to be out this month. It's going to be printed this month, so I definitely will keep y'all posted. But, ladies, this is our time is up. I appreciate you all for calling in and also tuning in, also the listeners. Please feel free. Nicole, you want to give your exact location when they can find you at, how you prefer to be reached? Because I do see other people joining now, so you never know. They could actually, tune in and sign up with you as well. Nicole, you have anything else? Yeah.
Well, they can reach me at my Gmail right now at physiquemanagementllc@gmail.com. That's the best place to reach me at this moment. I have a number, but when you call and text me at that number and you take and they inbox me on Facebook, I kind of get lost, so it's best just to go ahead with the Gmail right now until the website is up, and that way when my website comes up, it's easy for me to go back through my Gmail and just send out the website, the link to the website, that way you can go onto the website and fill out the information and send in your pictures.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm showing here two is out of Atlanta. One is Tim, and also one is Asia. So they're out of Atlanta. So great job. So hopefully they'll be able to sign up or, calling you about more stuff. And Jennifer, you have anything you want to share? We do have people from Fayetteville, too. You want to have them where you're located in Fayetteville?
Yes, thank you for asking. They can just I would prefer if they just went straight to the website. That way they can get an opportunity to kind of look around and see what North Carolina Fashion Week is all about. And we also represent talent as well. So just take a look at ncfashionweeklive.com. So that's NC is in North Carolina, fashionweeklive.com. And shoot me an email.
Okay.
Let me know you're there.
All right. Well, great. So one thing we didn't put out there, so we apologize. I see some people are still coming in, and I believe they were looking at it to be a 30-minute show, so we do apologize about that. So we're going to close out, but next week we'll be in tune, and I want to have we'll have a list of things that we'll send out early on as topics and things that you all can actually bring to the table if you want to send anything in, before that time. Or either I want to also have photographers on, too, so they can actually, bridge over and talk with you all, too, about being a photographer for you, do a photo shoot. We're trying to do a master as far as photo shoot. I want to do one in Atlanta and also one in Fayetteville. So I will have more information about that. I'll be talking to this young man at 3 today, so hopefully you'll have some great news about that. So before we close out, thanks again for everyone tuning in, and you all have a great day. If no one else have anything else to say.
Thank you. Bye. Thanks, Charlie, for the opportunity.
You're welcome.
Thank
you're
you.
Welcome. And again, you're welcome. And again, I'll live your dream. We believe that dreams do come true. Just pursue it and go after it and run, because the more you want it, others will want it for you as well. Have a great day, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye now.